huh?
I just wanted to know.
Yeah. And you're old enough, I suppose. You should know the story.
Okay, here we go. It was 1832. On a night much like this. Charles Carroll was the last surviving signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was also a member of a secret society known as the Masons, and he knew he was dying. He woke up his stable boy in the middle of the night and ordered him to take him to the White House to see Andrew Jackson, because it was urgent that he speak to the president.
Did he talk to him?
No. He never got the chance. The president wasn't there that night. But Charles Carroll had a secret. So he took into his confidence the one person he could. My grandfather's grandfather, Thomas Gates.
What was the secret?
A treasure. A treasure beyond all imagining. A treasure that had been fought over for centuries by tyrants, pharaohs, emperors, warlords. And every time it changed hands, it grew larger. And then, suddenly, it vanished. It didn't reappear for more than 1,000 years, when knights from the First Crusade discovered secret vaults beneath the Temple of Solomon. You see, the knights who found the vaults believed that the treasure was too great for any one man. Not even a king. They brought the treasure back to Europe and took the name the Knights Templars. Over the next century, they smuggled it out of Europe and they formed a new brotherhood called the Freemasons in honor of the builders of the Great Temple. War followed. By the time of the American Revolution, the treasure had been hidden again. By then, the Masons included George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Paul Revere. They knew they had to make sure the treasure would never fall into the hands of the British. So they devised a series of clues and maps to its location. Over time, the clues were lost or forgotten, until only one remained, and that was the secret that Charles Carroll entrusted to young Thomas Gates.
Charlotte.
The secret lies with Charlotte.
Who's Charlotte?
Oh, not even Mr. Carroll knew that. Now look here, Ben.
The Freemasons among our founding fathers left us clues like these. The unfinished pyramid, the all-seeing eye, symbols of the Knights Templar, guardians of the treasure. They're speaking to us. Through these.
You mean laughing at us? You know what that dollar represents? The entire Gates family fortune. 6 generations of fools. Chasing after fool's gold.
It's not about the money, Patrick. It's never been about the money.
Come on, son. Time to go. You can say your goodbyes.
Grandpa?
Hmm?
Are we knights?
You want to be? All right. Kneel. Benjamin Franklin Gates. You take upon yourself the duty of the Templars, the Freemasons, and the family Gates. Do you so swear?
So swear.
thinking about Henson and Perry. Crossing this kind of terrain with nothing more than dog sleds and on foot. Can you imagine?
It's extraordinary.
You getting closer?
Assuming Ben's theory is correct and my tracking model's accurate, we should be getting very close. Don't go by me. I broke a shoelace this morning. It's a bad omen.
Shall we turn around and go home?
Or we could pull over and just throw him out here.
Okay.
Well, Riley, you're not missing that little windowless cubicle we found you in, are you?
No, absolutely not.
Where are we stopping? I thought we were looking for a ship.
I don't see any ship.
She's out there.
Look, this is a waste of time. How could the ship wind up way out here?
Well, I'm no expert, but it could be that the hydrothermic properties of this region produce hurricane-force ice storms that cause the ocean to freeze and then melt and then refreeze, resulting in a semi-solid migrating landmass that would land a ship right around here.
If you hadn't shown up, hadn't believed the treasure was real, I don't know if I ever would have found Charlotte.
You would have found it, I have no doubt. That's why I didn't think he was as crazy an investment as everyone said.
I'm just relieved that I'm not as crazy as everyone says, or said my dad was, or my granddad, or my great-granddad. Okay, let's go.
Let's go find some treasure.
Yeah, bring us back something.
You handled that well. This is it. It's a cargo hold.
You think it's in the barrels?
Gunpowder.
Oh, okay.
Why would the captain be guarding this barrel?
I found something!
What is it?
Do you guys know what this is?
Is it a billion-dollar pipe?
It's a meerschaum pipe.
Ah, that is beautiful.
Look at the intricacy of this glowwork on the stem.
Is it a million-dollar pipe?
No, it's a clue. Let me see that.
No, wait, don't break it.
We are one step closer to the treasure, gentlemen.
Then I thought you said that the treasure would be on the Charlotte.
No, the secret lies with Charlotte. I said it could be here. It's Templar symbols. The legend writ. The stain affected, the key in silence, undetected, 55 in iron pen. Mr. Matlack can't offend. It's a riddle. I need to think. The legend writ. The stain affected. What legend? It's the legend of the Temple of Treasure. The stain affects the ledger. How? The key in silence undetected. Wait. The legend, the key. There's something. A map. Maps have legends. Maps have keys. It's a map. An invisible map, so now...
Wait a minute. What do you mean, invisible? An invisible map?
The stain affected could refer to a dye or a reagent used to bring about a certain result. Combined with the key in silence undetected, the implication is that the effect is to make what was undetectable detectable. Unless the key in silence could be...
Prison.
Albuquerque. See, I can do it, too. Snorkel.
That's where the map is. Like you said, 55 and iron pen. Iron pen is a prison.
Or it could be, since the primary writing medium of the time was iron gall ink, the pen is just a pen. But then why not say a pen? Why say iron pen?
Because it's a prison.
Wait a minute. Iron pen. The iron does not describe the ink in the pen. It describes... What was penned? It was iron. It was firm. It was mineral. No. It was firm. It was adamant. It was resolved. Mr. Matlack can't offend. Timothy Matlack was the official scribe of the Continental Congress. Calligrapher, not writer. And to make sure he could not offend the map, it was put on the back of a resolution that he transcribed, a resolution that 55 men signed. The Declaration of Independence. Oh.
Come on, there's no invisible map on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
That's clever, really. A document of that importance would ensure the map's survival. And you said there were several Masons signed it, yeah?
Yeah. 9 for sure.
We'll have to arrange a way to examine it.
This is one of the most important documents in history. They're not just going to let us waltz in there and run chemical tests on it.
And what do you propose we do?
I don't know.
We could borrow it.
Steal it? I don't think so.
Ben, the treasure of the Knights Templar is the treasure of all treasures.
Oh, I didn't know that, really.
Look, Ben, I understand your bitterness, I really do. You spent your entire life searching for this treasure, only to have the respected historical community treat you and your family with mockery and contempt. You should be able to rub this treasure in their arrogant faces, and I want you to have the chance to do that.
How?
We all have our areas of expertise. You don't think mine are limited to writing checks, do you? Another life. I arranged a number of operations of questionable legality.
I'll take his word for it, if I were you.
So don't worry. I'll make all the arrangements.
No.
I'd really need your help here.
Ian, I'm not gonna let you steal the Declaration of Independence.
Okay. From this point on, all you're going to be is a hindrance.
Hey!
What are you gonna do? You gonna shoot me, Sean? Well, you can't shoot me. There's more to the riddle. Information you don't have, I do. I'm the only one who can figure it out, and you know that.
He's bluffing.
We played poker together, Ian. You know I can't bluff.
Tell me what I need to know, Ben. Or I'll shoot your friend.
Hey!
Quiet, Riley. Your job's finished here.
Look where you're standing. All that gunpowder. You shoot me, I drop this, we all go up.
Then?
What happens when the flare burns down? Tell me what I need to know, Ben.
You need to know if Shaw can catch.
Nice try, Lorraine. Go before someone sees the smoke.
There's an Inuit village about 9 miles east of here. It's popular with bush pilots.
All right. Then what are we gonna do?
Start making our way back home.
Oh, and then about Ian. He's gonna steal the Declaration of Independence, Ben.
We stop him.
So hard to believe that someone's going to try to steal the Declaration of Independence.
The FBI gets 10,000 tips a week. They're not going to worry about something they're sure is safe.
But anyone that can do anything is going to think we're crazy. But anyone crazy enough to believe us isn't going to want to help.
We don't need someone crazy, but one step short of crazy, what do you get?
Obsessed.
Passionate.
Dr. Chase can see you now, Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Family name doesn't get a lot of respect in the academic community.
Huh, being kept down by the man. Very cute man.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Abigail Chase.
Paul Brown.
Nice to meet you.
Bill.
Nice to meet you, Bill. How may I help you?
Well, your accent. Pennsylvania Dutch?
Saxony German.
Oh.
You're not American?
Oh, I am an American. I just wasn't born here. Please don't touch that.
Sorry. A neat collection. George Washington's campaign buttons. You're missing the 1789 inaugural, though. I found one once.
That's very fortunate for you. You told my assistant that this was an urgent matter?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to get straight to the point. Someone's going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
It's true.
I think I'd better put you gentlemen in touch with the FBI.
Well, we've been to the FBI.
And?
They assured us that the Declaration cannot possibly be stolen.
They're right.
My friend and I are less certain. However, if we were given the privilege of examining the document, we would be able to tell you for certain if it were actually in any danger.
What do you think you're going to find?
We believe that there's an encryption on the back.
An encryption like a code?
Yes, ma'am.
Of what?
A cartograph.
A map?
Yes, ma'am.
A map of what?
The location of of hidden items, of historic and intrinsic value.
A treasure map?
That's where we lost the FBI.
You're treasure hunters, aren't you?
We're more like treasure protectors.
Mr. Brown, I have personally seen the back of the Declaration of Independence, and I promise you the only thing there is a notation that reads, Original Declaration of Independence
dated 4th July, 1776. Yes, ma'am.
But no map.
It's invisible.
Right.
And that's where we lost the Department of Homeland Security.
What led you to assume there's this invisible map?
We found an engraving on the stem of a 200-year-old pipe.
Owned by Freemasons.
May I see the pipe?
We don't have it.
Did Bigfoot take it?
It was nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too.
You know, that really is a nice collection. Must have taken you a long time to hunt down all that history.
If it's any consolation, you had me convinced.
It's not.
I was thinking, what if we go public, plaster the story all over the internet? It's not like we have our reputations to worry about.
Although, I don't think that's exactly going to scare Ian away.
180 years of searching, and I'm 3 feet away. Of all the ideas that became the United States, there's a line here that's at the heart of all the others. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. People don't talk that way anymore.
Beautiful. Huh. No idea what you said.
It means if there's something wrong, those who have the ability to take action have the responsibility to take action. I'm gonna steal it.
What?
I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
Ben? This is huge. Prison. Huge. You are gonna go to prison, you know that.
Yeah, probably.
Bother most people.
Ian's gonna try to steal it. And if he succeeds, he'll destroy the Declaration. Fact is, the only way to protect the Declaration is to steal it. It's upside down.
I don't think there's a choice.
Ben, for God's sakes, it's like stealing a national monument. It's like stealing him. It can't be done. Then it shouldn't be done. It can't be done. Let me prove it to you. Okay, Ben, pay attention. I brought you to the Library of Congress. Why? Because it's the biggest library in the world. Over 20 million books, and they're all saying the same exact thing. Listen to Riley. What we have here, my friend, is an entire layout of the archives. Short builder's blueprints. You've got construction orders, phone lines, water and sewage. It's all here. Now, when the Declaration is on display, okay, it is surrounded by guards and video monitors and little families from Iowa and little kids on their 8th grade field trip. And beneath an inch of bulletproof glass is an army of sensors and heat monitors that will go off if someone gets too close with a high fever. Now, when it's not on display, it is lowered into a 4 foot thick concrete steel plated vault that happens to be equipped with a electronic combination lock and biometric access denial systems.
You know, Thomas Edison tried and failed nearly 2,000 times to develop the carbonized cotton thread filament for the incandescent light bulb.
Edison?
And when asked about it, he said, "I didn't fail. I found out 2,000 ways how not to make a light bulb, but he only needed to find one way to make it work." The preservation room. Enjoy. Go ahead. Do you know what the preservation room is for?
Delicious jams and jellies?
No, that's where they clean, repair, and maintain all the documents and the storage housings when they're not on display or in the vault. Now, when the case needs work, they take it out of the vault, directly across the hall, and into the preservation room. The best time for us, or Ian, to steal it would be during the gala this weekend, when the guards are distracted by the VIPs upstairs. But we'll make our way to the preservation room, where there's much less security.
Huh. Well, if Ian, preservation, the gala. This might be possible.
It might.
There you are. Hello. Hallway. That's what I want.
Not from Stan. For the woman who has everything else, thanks for listening, Paul Brown. Abigail Chase.
Changed out. Our evil plan is working.
Bad.
Mazel tov.
for you.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
Dr. Chase.
What are you doing here?
Is that hot girl?
How does she look?
I made a last-minute donation. Pretty big one.
Well, on that subject, thank you for your wonderful gift.
Oh, you did get it?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Thank you. You know, I really couldn't accept something like that normally, but I really want it.
Well,
you needed it.
Come on, Romeo, get out of there.
I have been wondering, though, what the engraving indicated on the pipe that Bigfoot took.
Hi.
Here you go.
Oh, Dr. Herbert, this is Mr. Brown.
Hi.
Hi there.
Who's the stiff?
What, here, why don't you let me take that, so you can take that off his hands.
Thank you.
A toast, yeah? To high treason. That's what these men were committing when they signed the Declaration. Had we lost the war, they would have been hanged, beheaded, drawn and quartered, and, oh, my personal favorite, had their entrails cut out and burned. So, here's to the men who did what was considered wrong in order to do what they knew was right. What they knew was right. Well, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Second door, 90 seconds. Well done, boys. Let's go.
Turn off the surveillance cameras. Ready?
5, 4, 3.
Now. Ben Gates, you are now the Invisible Man.
I'm here.
Give me the letters for a password.
What do you got for me? Hit me with it.
AEFG. L-O-R-V-Y.
Anagrams being listed.
Okay. Top results. A glove fry, a very golf, Fargo Levy, gravy flow, valley frog.
Also, Ago fly rev,
Grove fly, R fly gov, air fly gov,
elf gov ray.
It's Valley Forge.
Valley Forge. I don't have that on my computer.
It's Valley Forge. You press the NL twice.
We're in.
How
Be on video.
I lost my feed.
What?
I lost my feed, Ben. I don't know where anyone is. I have nothing. Ben, I have nothing. Get out of there. Get out of there now.
I'm taking the whole thing. I'll get it out in the elevator.
What are you talking? Is it heavy?
Sure. Door 3-1 in it.
Gates.
What was that? Who's shooting?
He's got a bloody map.
Are you still there? Ben.
I'm in the elevator. Ian's here. There was a shooting.
I hate that guy.
Rebecca, do you have a Paul Brown on that list?
Paul Brown? No, not here. It's $35.
For this?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Hey, I don't make the prices.
It's 32. $57.
We take Visa.
This is Mike, sub-level 3. I have an alert.
Where are you, Ben?
The mean declaration lady is behind you.
Hey.
Oh, it's you. Hello.
Mr. Brown, what's going on? What's that?
Souvenir.
Really?
Stop chatting and get in the van.
Code Red, we have a break-in. Lock it down. Nobody leaves the building. Get the FBI on the phone.
Did you enjoy the party?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You did not! Security! Over here! Give me that!
Yours. Take
it. Security! Over here! Security!
Go! Victor! Move!
Wait, kids, let her go!
We can't! Go!
Security over here!
Wait, no, hold it! What? Oh, Dad. Give me the dog!
No way!
Bad!
Just who might you be?
Once we catch them, what are we going to do?
We're working on it.
Why don't you just pass me that document? Then we can all go home.
Shut up, but I'll be okay. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, I'm not all right. Those men have the Declaration of Independence.
She lost it?
They don't have it. See? Okay. Now, can you please stop shouting?
Give me that.
You're still shouting, and it's really starting to annoy. And you'd do well, Dr. Chase, to be a bit more civilized in this instance.
This is the real one. What did they get?
A souvenir. Thought it'd be a good idea to have a duplicate. Turned out I was right. Actually, I had to pay for the souvenir and the real one, so you owe me $35 plus tax.
Genius.
Who were those men?
Just the guys we warned you were going to steal the Declaration.
And you didn't believe us.
We did the only thing we could do to keep it safe.
That's dumb! Give me that!
You know something? You're shouting again.
Pretty sure she was swearing, too.
Well, we probably deserve that.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Peter Sadusky. I'm the agent in charge. I want to reassure you, you are not in danger in any way. If we all cooperate, we'll get through this with as little frustration as possible. Thank you. Get positive IDs and search everyone, including the security staff. If they refuse, detain them and get warrants. Yes, Agent Hendricks. You have something? This isn't a day for
We got a tip several days ago that someone was going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Do we have a name on the tipster?
There was no file opened. We didn't find the information credible.
How about now?
There is not a treasure map on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
And there's no chance anyone can steal this, either. I level with you 100%. Everything I told you was the truth.
I want that document, Mr. Brown.
Okay, my name's not Brown. It's Gates. I level with you 98%.
Wait a minute, did you just say Gates? Gates? You're that family with the conspiracy theory about the Founding Fathers?
It's not a conspiracy theory,
per se.
You know what, I take it back. You're not liars. You're insane.
There's a copy of the Declaration on display now?
Yes, we decided
to... Leave it there. The guests know something happened, but they don't know what.
They got him with a taser at the service entrance. He doesn't remember a thing. Also, we found bullet casings.
Did we get a description from the other guards?
Which guards?
The guards that were fired upon.
There weren't any other guards on patrol down here.
So, who was shooting? Who were they shooting at? And why weren't they getting along?
You can't seriously intend to run chemical tests on the Declaration of Independence in the back of a moving van.
We have a clean room environment all set up. EDS suits, a particulate air filtration system, the whole shebang.
Really?
We can't go back there.
What? Why not?
This is the guy. Dr. Herbert said Dr. Chase introduced him as Mr. Brown.
Not on the guest list.
The gift store clerk, she said he seemed, well, she said flustered. He tried to walk out with a copy of the Declaration of Independence without paying. He paid with a Visa. Charge to Benjamin Gates.
A credit card slip? Dude, we're on the grid. They're going to have your records from forever. They're going to have my records from forever.
I know. It's only a matter of minutes before the FBI shows up at my front door.
What do we do?
We need those letters.
What letters?
You know, get off the road. Take a right.
What letters? You have the original Silent Stugard letters. Did you steal those too?
We have scans of the originals. Quiet, please.
How'd you get scans?
Well, I know the person who has the originals. Now shush.
Why do you need them?
She really can't shut her mouth, can she? Tell you what, look, I will let you hold on to this if you'll promise to shut up. Please. Thank you.
Ben, you know what you have to do.
I know what to do. I'm just trying to think of anything else we could do.
Well, not to be a nudge, but you do realize how many people we have after us. We probably have our own satellite by now. It took you all of 2 seconds to decide to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, but I didn't think I was going to personally have to tell my dad about it. Hey, not cool. Not cool.
Let me go!
Okay, you're let go, go, shoot.
I'm not going. Not without the Declaration.
You're not going with the Declaration.
Yes, I am. I'm not letting it out of my sight, so I'm going.
Wait, you're not going with us with the Declaration.
Yes, I am.
No. You're not.
Look, if you wanted to leave me behind, you shouldn't have told me where you were going.
Clear.
What the...
somewhere.
They're digital scans of letters to the editor of the New England Courant, written 1722. They're all from the same person, your humble servant, Silence Dugood.
Gentlemen, why is this word capitalized?
Because it's important.
Because it's a name.
Okay, I got it. When Ben Franklin was only 15 years old, he secretly wrote 14 letters to his brother's newspaper pretending to be a middle-aged widow named Silence Dugood.
These letters were written by Benjamin Franklin.
Looks okay.
Park a couple blocks away.
How long do you think we got?
I'm gonna give them a couple hours at least. I hope.
What do we do about her? We've got some duct tape in the back.
No, that won't be necessary. She won't be in any trouble. Promise you won't be in any trouble?
I promise.
See? She's curious.
Here's what I got on Gates. A degree in American history from Georgetown. Degree in mechanical engineering at MIT, Navy ROTC, and Naval Diving and Salvage Training Center.
What in the world did this guy want to be when he grew up? We keep our focus on Gates. Run him to ground. Compile a family and friends list. Closest relative first. I want to find out who this guy is.
that.
Where's the party?
Oh, well, I'm in a little trouble.
Is she pregnant?
Well, if she is, are you going to leave the woman carrying your grandchild standing out in the cold?
I look pregnant.
This better not be about that dumb treasure.
Well, have a seat. Make yourselves comfortable. There's some pizza. Still warm, I think.
Dad. I need the Silence Do Good letters. Yeah, it's about the treasure.
And he dragged you two into this nonsense?
Literally.
I volunteered.
Well, unvolunteer. Before you waste your life.
Knock it off, Dad.
Sure, sure, I know. I'm the family kook. I have a job, a house, health insurance. At least I had your mother, for however brief a time. At least I had you. What do you have? Him?
Look, if you just give us the letters, we're gone.
You disappoint me, Ben.
Well, maybe that's the real Gates family legacy. Sons who disappoint their fathers.
Get out. Take your troubles with you.
I found the Charlotte.
The Charlotte. You mean she was a ship?
Yeah, she was beautiful. It was amazing, Dad.
And the treasure?
No, no, but we found another clue that led us here.
Yeah, and that'll lead you to another clue. And that's all you'll ever find is another clue. Don't you get it, Ben? I finally figured it out. The legend says that the treasure was buried to keep it from the British. But what really happened was the legend was invented to keep the British occupied searching for buried treasure. Treasure is a myth.
I refuse to believe that.
Well, you can believe what you want. You're a grown person. What am I doing? Do what you want, Ben. Do what you want.
He's probably right. You don't even know if there is another clue.
Well, I can think of a way where we could find out. We can find out right now.
Like animal skin. How old is it?
At least 200 years.
Really? Sure?
Pretty darn.
Now, if this thing's an invisible ink, how do we look at it?
Throw it in the oven.
Oh, no.
Ferrosulfate inks can only be brought out with heat.
Yes, but this is...
It's very old. This is very old. And we can't risk compromising the map.
You need a reagent.
Dad, it's really late. Why don't you get some rest?
I'm fine.
Lemons.
You can't do that.
But it has to be done.
And someone who's trained to handle antique documents is going to do it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if there is a secret message, it'll probably be marked by a symbol in the upper right-hand corner.
That's right.
I'm so getting fired for this.
I told you. You need heat.
more juice.
I need more heat.
It's not a map.
Is it?
More clues. What a surprise.
There's latitudes and longitudes?
That's why we need the Silence Do-Good letters.
That's the key?
Yeah, the key in silence, undetected. Tack, can we have the letters now?
Will somebody please explain to me what these magic numbers are?
It's an Attendorf cipher.
That's right.
Oh, okay. What's an Attendorf cipher?
It's just codes.
Each of these three numbers corresponds to a word and a key.
Usually a random book or a newspaper article.
In this case, the Silence Do-Good letters. So it's like the page number of the key text, the line on the page, and the letter in that line. So, Dad, where are the letters?
You know, it's just by sheer happenstance that his grandfather
Dad.
Even found them. They were in an antique desk from the press
Dad.
Room of the New England Courant. That's a newspaper.
Dad, where are the letters?
I don't have them, son.
What?
I don't have them.
Where are they?
I donated them to the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia.
Time to go.
I still can't believe it. All this time, no one knew what was on the back.
The back of what? No! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God. What have you done? This is...
I know.
This is the Declaration of Independence.
Yes, and it's very delicate.
You stole it?
Dad, I can explain, but I don't have time. It was necessary. And you saw the cipher.
And that will lead to another clue, and that will lead to another clue. There is no treasure. I wasted 20 years of my life, and now you've destroyed yours. And you pulled me into all this.
We can't have that.
I'm in here!
FBI, right? Gonna untie me?
And you have no idea where he's going.
Well, wouldn't I have told you if I did?
Would you?
He tied me to a chair.
The garage is empty, but there is a Cadillac DeVille registered to Patrick Gates.
And he stole my car.
Don't worry, Mr. Gates. We'll find your car and your son.
Your dad's got a sweet ride.
I think we should change clothes. We look kind of conspicuous, don't you think?
I'd love to go shopping, too, but we have no money.
Here, I took this from his house. He usually tucks a few $100 somewhere between those pages.
Common sense. How appropriate.
When are we going to get there? I'm hungry. This car smells weird.
Excuse me.
Okay.
S-S-A-N-D.
Okay. You sure this is right? Okay.
No, N.
That is an N.
Doesn't look like an N.
You know, here. Last one. Okay? One more dollar.
Thank you.
Go get the last four letters. Go get them, Chief. Come on.
vision to see the treasured pass comes as the tiny shadow crosses in front of the house of pass and... pass and what?
Show up at your father's door and say you're in trouble, and the first thing he assumes is I'm pregnant.
Is there a question in there?
I think there's an interesting story in there.
Well, my father thinks I've been a little too cavalier in my personal life.
I see.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever told someone, not a relative, I love you?
Yes.
More than one someone?
Yes.
Well, then my father would say you've been a little too cavalier in your personal life, too.
So you get your sense of absolute certainty from him, do you?
Well, I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
Well, you're certain the treasure is real, despite what anyone else thinks.
No, but I hope it's real. I mean, I've dreamt it's real since my grandfather told me about it. I don't want to hold it. I feel like I'm so close I can taste it. But I just want to know it's not just something in my head or in my heart.
People don't really talk that way, you know?
I know, but they think that way.
Hey!
Did you get it, Riley?
Oh, I got it. The vision to see the treasured past comes as the timely shadow crosses in front of the house of Pass and Stow. Now, Pass and Stow, of course, referring to...
the Liberty Valley.
Why do you have to do that?
Well, John Pass and John Stow cast the bell.
Okay. Well, then what does the rest of this mean?
The vision to see the treasured pass must refer to a way to read the map.
Well, I thought the cipher was the map.
No, the cipher was a way to find the way to read the map.
And the way to read the map can be found where the timely shadow crosses in front of the Liberty Bell.
Crosses in front of the house, the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall.
All right, so timely shadow, it's a specific time.
What time?
Wait. You're going to love this. Excuse me, can I see one of those $100 bills I paid you with?
No.
Oh, well, here, I have this diver's watch. It's called a Submariner. I dive with it. It's actually quite valuable. You can use it as collateral.
Whatever.
Thank you. On the back of a $100 bill is an etching of Independence Hall based on a painting done in the 1780s. The artist was actually a friend of Benjamin Franklin's. It's wonderful.
Fascinating.
Hold this.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere.
Now I think that if we look at this clock tower, we may find the specific time.
What do you see?
2:22.
What time is it now? Almost 3. I missed it.
No, we didn't. We didn't miss it because... But... You don't know this? I know something about history that you don't know.
I'd be very excited to learn about it, Riley.
Oh, hold on one second. Let me just take in this moment. This is cool. Is this how you feel all the time? Because, you know, except for now, of course.
Riley!
All right. What I know is that daylight savings wasn't established until World War I. If it's 3 p.m. now, okay, that means in 1776, it would be 2 p.m.
Riley, you're a genius.
Yeah. Do you actually know who the first person to suggest daylight savings was?
Benjamin Franklin.
Is this real?
Just tell me what you told my friend.
Just a bunch of letters. I can't remember.
Can you remember which ones you were going to tell him next?
Yeah, here. STOW.
Top results, Liberty Bell, and Independence Hall.
Imagine its impact back in the 18th century. It could have been seen for miles around, which is exactly its purpose, because it served as a beacon, as it were, for people.
It was in 1846, on George Washington's birthday, that the final expansion of the crack occurred, retiring the Liberty Bell permanently. Eventually, it was moved from its place in Independence Hall steeple and given its own...
Idiot.
Who?
Any questions?
Me. It's not here.
As a matter of fact, the bell...
It's there. Come on.
What bell is this?
It's a centennial bell. Replaced the Liberty Bell in 1876.
There it is.
All right, I'm going to go down there and you meet me in the signing room. Okay? All right.
All right, let's go.
322. My idea.
Ocular device. The vision to see the treasure past? Let me take this.
Oh, they're like early American X-ray specs.
Benjamin Franklin invented something like these.
I think he invented these.
So what do we do with them?
We look through it.
Here, help me.
Just that the last time this was here, it was being signed.
Ben, there's another tour coming.
Turn it over.
Careful.
Spectacles. Here, at the wall, spelled with two E's. Take a look.
Huh. Wow.
Why can't they just say, go to this place and here's the treasure, spend it wisely?
Oh, no.
How'd they find us?
Ian has nearly unlimited resources. And he's smart.
I don't think we can get out of here without being spotted.
Well, we don't want them to have the declaration or the glasses. But we especially don't want them to have them both together.
So what do we do?
We separate the lock from the key. We're splitting up.
Good idea.
Really?
I'll take this. And those. You keep that. Meet me at the car and call me if you have any problems.
Like if we get caught and killed?
Yeah, that would be a big problem. Take care of her.
I will.
What on you?
There he is.
Let's walk this way.
Sure, look.
There's the others.
I got it.
Victor, meet me at 5th and Chestnut. 5th and Chestnut. They're heading your way.
You don't belong here.
I'm just trying to hide from my ex-husband.
Who, Baldy?
Yes.
Honey, stay as long as you like.
Oh, thank you.
You want something? Do you want something?
Shut up.
I see why you left it.
Bitch!
We've got it.
FBI. Have you seen this guy?
Nope.
Nope, I haven't seen him.
Ted. Philadelphia police found Gates' car. It's close. We got surveillance there now.
Let's go.
Tell the boss. Got the car.
What?
We lost it.
What?
We lost the declaration. Ian took it.
Yeah, okay, you all right? You both all right?
Yeah, we're all right. Ben, I'm sorry.
We'll be fine. Meet me at the car.
Suspect has arrived.
Hello, Mr. Gates.
Mr. Gates, face your father's car and put your hands behind your back, please. We got one in custody.
Gates, you're a hard man to find.
Could you please be careful?
I've got it. Riley, do you know how to get in touch with Ian?
Excuse me?
That's some story.
It's the same story I tried to tell you guys before the declaration was stolen.
By you?
No, by Ian. I stole it to stop him. I did it alone. Dr. Chase was not involved. And Ian still ended up with the Declaration of Independence.
Because of you. So here's your options. Door number one. You go to prison for a very long time. Door number two. We are going to get back the Declaration of Independence. You help us find it. And you still go to prison for a very long time. But you feel better inside.
Is there a door that doesn't lead to prison?
Someone's got to go to prison, Ben.
Yeah.
So what are these for?
It's a way to read the map.
Right. Knights Templar. Freemasons. Invisible treasure map. So what'd it say?
Here at the wall. Nothing else. Just another clue.
It looks like Ian Howe could be a false identity.
Follow up with ATF and INS. That's
right. There's more to it.
Let's check the signal, folks. Lock it in.
Are we set?
Check the signal.
I know the number.
Yes?
Hello, Ben. How are you?
Chained to a desk.
Sorry to hear that.
I want you to meet me on the flight deck of the USS Intrepid.
You know where that is?
New York.
Meet me there at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And bring those glasses you found at Independence Hall.
Yeah, I know about the glasses.
We can take a look at the declaration and then you can be on your way.
Yeah, I'm supposed to believe that.
I told you from the start. I only wanted to borrow it.
You can have it and the glasses.
I'll even throw in the pipe from the Charlotte.
I'll be there.
And tell the FBI agents listening in on this call, if they want the declaration back, not just a box of confetti,
then you'll come alone.
Eyes on Gates.
Do not lose sight of primary mark. Brian, you're clear with NYPD.
I have a visual.
Gates?
Stay with the program.
I hope your agents are all under 4 feet tall and wearing little scarves. Otherwise, Ian's going to know they're here.
As soon as he shows you the declaration, we'll move in.
Don't try anything. Just let us handle it.
You know, Agent Sadowski, something I noticed about fishing, it never works out so well for the bait.
Unit 2, get an eyeball on that chopper.
Agent Michaels, get FAA flight plans and authorization records on that craft.
If that's not Mr. Howe, I want to know who it is.
I got him. He's coming from the north.
Gates, you with me?
Well, I'm sure not against you if that's what you're asking.
Interference on Gates' mic, sir.
And just sign up.
Hello, Ben. Thomas Edison needed only one way to make a light bulb. Sound familiar?
Friend Ian Howe?
Oh, Ian Howe is not at the stern, sir.
Why is he heading there?
He's at the observation deck.
Sadowski.
I'm still not against you. But I found door number 3.
And I'm taking it.
What is he talking about?
Move in!
Move in! Open the gates! Divers are a go.
Our snipers go to action zebra.
Pursue it on risk.
I repeat, pursue it on risk.
You first.
Holy mackerel. You set us up. Smart fish.
Hello, Ben. Welcome to New Jersey.
What'd you do with Abigail and Riley?
Hope he's fit. We have to guess your sizes.
I said, what'd you do with Abigail and Riley? He's the only one who could have told you that line about Edison.
Did you bring the glasses?
I don't know. Tell me what's happening here.
Ask your girlfriend. She's the one calling all the shots now.
She won't shut up.
Yep, hello. It's for you.
Hello?
Hi, sweetie. How's your day going?
Interesting, dear.
So what, you working with Ian now?
Turns out helping someone escape from FBI custody is a criminal act. And he's the only criminal we knew. So we called him and made a deal.
You're all right, yeah? I mean, you're sane?
Yeah, we both are. Ronnie's right here doing something clever with a computer.
I'm tracking him through the Jeep. Hey! I'm tracking you through the GPS in Charles' phone. They took a turn anywhere we don't want. We'll know it, so it worked.
If Ian tries to double-cross us, we can call the FBI and tell them right where you are and where to find Ian.
And where's that?
Right across the street from where we're hiding, at the intersection of Wall Street and Broadway.
Well, you figured out the clue.
Simple. Here at the wall, Wall Street and Broadway. Ben, there is a catch. We made Ian believe he could have the treasure. It was the only way we could get this far.
He's here. Here we go.
Ben, you all right? No broken bones? Jump like that could kill a man.
No, it was cool. You should try it sometime.
The Declaration of Independence and a meerschaum pipe. All yours.
That's it?
That's it? I knew you'd keep your promise. Now, where is it? Where's my treasure?
It's right here. The map said here at the wall, spelled with two E's. Wall Street follows the path of an actual wall that the original Dutch settlers built as a defense to keep the British out. The main gate was located at a street called De Heer, also two E's. Later, De Heer Street was renamed Broadway after the British got in. So, here at the wall, Broadway, Wall Street. Sure, yeah.
Just a moment, Ben.
Ian, if you break our deal, the FBI will be only a few minutes behind you. You might get away, you might not.
Is that all the map said?
Every word.
Oh, Ben. You know the key to running a convincing bluff. Every once in a while, you've got to be holding all the cards. You want to tell me?
Trinity Church. We have to go inside Trinity Church.
Good. Excellent. Well, why don't you ask Dr. Chase and Riley to join us? I'm sure they're around here somewhere.
Are you all right? What do you think? I'm a hostage.
Sit down. Let him go, Ian.
When we find the treasure.
No, now.
Or you can figure out the clues for yourself. Good luck.
Ben, I don't think you fully appreciate the gravity of the situation. Let's have a look at that map.
It's really quite something. It really is remarkable. Take a look.
Parkington Lane.
Beneath Parkington Lane.
Why would the map lead us here, then take us somewhere else? What's the purpose?
Just another clue.
Dad. No, you're right. Parkington Lane has to be here somewhere.
Street inside the church.
Not inside. Beneath. Beneath the church.
I'm so sorry.
None of this is your fault. Come on.
Look. Cooperation only lasts as long as the status quo is unchanged. As soon as this guy gets to wherever this thing ends, he won't need you anymore, or any of us.
So we find a way to make sure the status quo changes in our favor.
How?
I'm still working on it.
Well, I guess I better work on it too, then.
Hey! Hurry! I found it! Him!
Ben!
What's his name?
Parkington Lane. So third degree master mason of the Blue Lodge.
Hey!
Ah!
Okay, who wants to go down the creepy tunnel inside the tomb first?
Right. McGregor, Victor, you stay here. And if anyone should come out without me, well, use your imagination. Shall we?
Never happened to me. What's this?
It's a chandelier.
Waiter system.
How do a bunch of guys with hand tools build all this?
Same way they built the pyramids. The Great Wall of China.
Yeah. The aliens helped them.
Right, let's go. What are we waiting for?
I'm not going out on that thing. 200 years of termite damage and rot.
Dad, do what he says.
Trinity Graveyard. That's probably why no one ever found this.
What is that?
Subway.
Trust me. Yes.
sorry I dropped you. I had to save the declaration.
No, don't be. I would have done exactly the same thing to you.
Really?
I would have dropped you both. Freaks.
Get on.
It's not worth it. Do you imagine any one of your lives is more valuable to me than Shaw's? We go on. Status quo. Keep the status quo.
Now what?
This is where it all leads.
What is this?
So where's the treasure? Well?
This is it? We came all this way for a dead end?
Yes.
There's gotta be something more.
Riley, there's nothing more.
Another clue.
No, there are no more clues. That's it, okay? It's over. End of the road. The treasure's gone. Moved. Taken somewhere else.
You're not playing games with me, are you, Ben? You know where it is.
No.
Okay, go.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait,
Ian,
what are you
wait,
doing?
Ian,
we'll be
trapped.
Don't do this.
You can't just leave us here.
Yes, I can. Unless Ben tells me the next clue.
There isn't another clue.
Ian, listen. Why don't you come back down here and we can talk through this together?
Don't speak again.
Okay.
The clue. Where's the treasure? Ben.
The lantern.
Dad.
The status quo has changed, son.
Don't.
It's part of Freemason teachings. In King Solomon's temple, there was a winding staircase. It signified the journey that had to be made to find the light of truth. The lantern is the clue.
And what does it mean?
Boston. It's Boston.
The old North Church in Boston, where Thomas Newton hung a lantern in the steeple to signal Paul Revere that the British were coming, one if by land, two if by sea. One lantern under the winding staircase of the steeple. That's where we have to look.
Thank you.
Hey, you have to take us with you.
Why? So you can escape in Boston. Besides, with you out of the picture, there's less baggage to carry.
What if we lied?
Did you?
I wonder if there's another clue.
Then I'll know right where to find you. See you, Ben.
No!
There's no other way out!
Come back!
Need us, Ian!
We're all gonna die.
It's gonna be okay, Riley. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
It's okay, kiddo.
Okay, boys, what's going on? The British came by sea with two lanterns, not one.
Ian needed another clue, so we gave it to him.
It was fake. It was a fake clue.
The all-seeing eye. Through the all-seeing eye.
That means by the time Ian figures it out and comes back here, we'll still be trapped and he'll shoot us then. Either way, we're gonna die.
Nobody's gonna die. There's another way out.
Where?
Through the treasure room.
I'm sorry, Ben.
It's gone.
Listen, Ben.
It may have even been gone before Charles Carroll told the story of Thomas Cates.
It doesn't matter.
I know. So you were right.
No, I wasn't right. This room is real, Ben. And that means the treasure is real. We're in the company of some of the most brilliant minds in history because you found what they left behind for us to find and understood the meaning of it. You did it, Ben, for all of us. Your grandfather and all of us. And I've never been so happy to be proved wrong.
I just really thought I was going to find the treasure.
Okay. Then we just keep looking for it.
I'm in.
Okay.
Not to be Johnny Raincloud here, but that's not going to happen. Because as far as I can see, we're still trapped down here.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, Ben, where's this other way out?
Well, that's it. It doesn't make any sense. Because the first thing the builders would have done after getting down here was cut a secondary shaft back out for air.
Right.
In case of cave-ins.
Scrolls from the library at Alexandria. Could this be possible?
green man with a strange-looking goatee. I'm guessing that's significant.
A cell phone I could borrow? Just like that?
Just like that.
You do know you just handed me your biggest bargaining chip.
Declaration of Independence is not a bargaining chip. Not to me.
Have a seat.
So what's your offer? Oh, how about a bribe? Say, $10 billion?
I take it you found the treasure.
It's about 5 stories beneath your shoes.
You know, the Templars and the Freemasons believed that the treasure was too great for any one man to have. Not even a king. That's why they went to such lengths to keep it hidden.
That's right. The Founding Fathers believe the same thing about government. I figure their solution will work for the treasure, too.
Give it to the people.
Divide it amongst the Smithsonian, the Louvre, the Cairo Museum. There's thousands of years of world history down there, and it belongs to the world, and everybody in it.
You really don't understand the concept of a bargaining chip.
Okay. Here's what I want. Dr. Chase gets off completely clean. Not even a little post-it on her service record.
Okay.
I want the credit for the fine to go to the entire Gates family with the assistance of Mr. Riley Poole.
What about you?
I'd really love not to go to prison. I can't even begin to describe how much I would love not to go to prison.
Someone's got to go to prison, man.
Well, if you've got a helicopter, I think I can help with that.
You're under arrest, Mr. Howe. We've got you on kidnapping, attempted murder, and trespassing on government property.
Yeah, you got it, Chief. Thank you.
Bye.
They want us in Cairo next week for the opening of the exhibit. We're sending a private jet.
That's fine.
Yeah, big whoop. Whole fleet of private jets. 10%, Ben. They offered you 10%, you turn it down.
Riley, we've been over this. It was too much. I couldn't accept it.
I actually saw this splinter that's been festering for 3 months, an old piece of wood.
Okay, I'll tell you what. The next time we find a treasure that redefines history for all mankind, you make the call in finder's fee.
That's funny. What do you care? You got the girl.
It's true.
It's true.
Rub it in. Enjoy your spoils. While I sit on 1%. One stinking percent. Half of 1%, actually. 1% again. Unbelievable.
I'm sorry for your suffering, Riley.
For the record, Ben, I like the house.
You know, I chose this estate because in 1812, Charles Carroll
met...
Yeah,
someone that did something in history to have fun. It was great. Wonderful. Could have had a bigger house.
I made something for you.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What?
A map.
A map? Where does it lead to?
You'll figure it out.